Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to answer my question. If you know the answer, raise your hand and tell me the answer, okay? Now, the first question. When you listen and watch those Christmas stories, do you notice that there is a common theme, a common element? Anyone notice when you watch these Christmas stories, anything is in common in every story except the third one, the first, the second, and the fourth one? Anyone knows? Do you notice? No one knows the answer? I'll ask Ma Qian Susu to show you the three background pictures. Watch carefully and tell me the answer, okay? Oh, sorry. Okay, the second one. And the fourth one. Okay. Thank you. Michelle. Lovely. Right. Very good. In every case, the angel came to announce good news. First to Mary, and then to Joseph, and then to the shepherds, right? Okay. In every case, the angel came to announce the good news. Okay? Now, the second question. What is the good news that the angel announced to Mary and Joseph? What is the good news the angel announced to Mary and Joseph? You should know the answer. What is the good news? Listen carefully. Both Mary and Joseph, the angel, tell them the same good news. What is that? Leslie? Yes, very good. The angel, he told both Mary and Joseph that Mary is going to be pregnant and to give birth to a child, to a son. Even though Mary and Joseph, they got engaged, but they have not yet married, which means Mary is still a virgin girl. Mary and Joseph did not come together as a married couple. So, the baby Mary is going to give birth is a very different baby. This baby is different from any other babies in the whole wide world and in the whole human history. Okay? This is a very special baby, different from all the babies that was born in this world. Because this baby, he is the Son of God by the work of the Holy Spirit. God is going to do a miracle to allow a virgin girl, Mary, to be pregnant and give birth to a son. So Mary's son is not a usual baby. He is the Son of God. By the work of the Holy Spirit, Mary, God worked a miracle in Mary's womb to give the Son of God a human body, human nature, to make him become a real man. Okay. Now, the third question. What is the name of this baby? Edward. Huh? Jesus. Very good. Okay. But do you notice when the angel, when the angel announced this good news to Joseph, actually he told Joseph, she told Joseph, the baby has two names. One is angel, Grace. Emmanuel, right? Yes, good. So the baby has two names. One of the names is Jesus, Edward just told us, okay? And the other name is Emmanuel, Grace just told us. Very good, okay? Now, what is the meaning of the name Jesus? Anyone remember? What is the meaning of the name Jesus? Jesus means what? I think our youth should be able to answer the question. Nick? Right. Jesus, the name means Savior. The angel told Joseph, he is going to save his people from their sins. You know, Jesus, this name is a Greek name. But in the Old Testament, the same name in Hebrew is Joshua. We have a Joshua here, right? Yeah, yay. Joshua, your name means God is going to save, okay? God is going to save his people from their sins. This is the name of Jesus. So, this is the meaning of the name Jesus. So it means Savior. Now, what is the meaning of the other name, Emmanuel? Melvin. Yes, God is with us. Okay? God is with us because Jesus is the Son of God. He is God himself. Okay? Now he became flesh. He was born as a real human being. So he lived among us. If you read the Bible, how long Jesus lived? Anyone knows? How many years he lives on this earth? Approximately. You don't know, we don't really know exactly how many years. Approximately how many years? No one knows? Good. Jia Jia said 33 years, okay? Yes, almost 33 years. He lives on this earth. So he lives among us. God is with us. This is one of the meaning of Emmanuel. But the other meaning of Emmanuel, which is by the salvation that Jesus gave us or accomplished for us. Okay? By the salvation that Jesus accomplished for us, we will be able to be with God in eternity. Okay? Forever and ever and ever, we are able to be with God in his kingdom. Is this a good news, right? So, angel announced to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherd the good news of a Savior that God prepared for us. And also, he is God himself. He will accomplish the salvation, the redemption that God prepared for us. And he, by his salvation, by his redemption, we are able to be with God in eternity. Okay, now, the fourth question. How did Mary and Joseph respond to the angel's message? How did Mary and Joseph respond to the angel's message? What are their response? Just one word. Anyone can give me? Meow meow. What's the response of Mary and Joseph to the message of angel? One word. Leslie. Yes, obey. Okay? So, Mary obeyed the word of God. He said, I'm the Lord's servant. I'm the servant girl. You know, may his word fulfill in me. And also Joseph. Joseph obeyed what the angel says. He married Mary. And they both, you know, become the parents of Jesus. So that God's will can be done. Okay, the fifth question. What is the message that the angel announced to the shepherds? We just talked about the message that the angel announced to Mary and Joseph. Now, what is the message that the angel announced to the shepherds? What is the message that the angel announced to the shepherds? Huh? Zach! A Savior is born, right? Very good! Good news! A Savior is born! And he is born in Bethlehem, the city of David. Okay. Next question. The angel also told them how they could recognize him. The angel also told them how they could recognize him. The angel gave them a sign. What is the sign? Michelle? How can you recognize? Right, very good. He's wrapped in the cloth and lying in the manger. So, the shepherd's response, okay? So, the seventh question. How did the shepherds respond to the angel's good news? How did the shepherd respond to the good news? Meow, meow. Yes. They obeyed and went to find Jesus, right? And they found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus lying in the manger and wrapped in a cloth. Now, after they found Jesus, they were filled with joy, okay? And they give praise to God. Last question, okay? After they found Jesus, what did they do? After they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, what did they do? Joshua. Right. They went and tell everybody the good news. Okay? Tell everybody about the good news of the Savior who was born in Bethlehem. Okay, so I have a final question. And I want you to think about it. Okay? Think about this final question. Maybe you don't need to answer me right now. But I think you grew up in a Christian family, and also you grew up in Amos Chapel. You have learned a lot of things about the Bible and also the story of the birth of Jesus. Okay? So, my final question for you to think about. Will you be willing to like the shepherds after hearing the good news? Obey and go find Jesus, the Savior. And when you find him, receive him as your Savior. Also, go tell other people about this good news. This is a question every one of you should seriously thinking about. Okay? Since Jesus was born almost more than 2,000 years ago, and he already accomplished the salvation for us. You see, Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, their response are all the same. They respond with obedience. So, Let's think about, am I willing to be like the shepherd? After hearing the good news, obey. Go find, to look for the Savior. The shepherd looked for the baby Jesus. Now, we are looking for knowing Him through the Bible. And you can find Him if you seriously look for Him. When you know Him and receive Him as your Savior, we all need to be like the shepherds. Go tell other people about this good news. Okay, now, I'm going to speak to all your parents in Chinese. Okay? 我们刚刚看到, 在耶稣降生的圣经记载里面, 有一个共同之处, 就是天使的显现。 天使向玛利亚显现, 天使向约瑟显现, 天使也向牧羊人显现。 如果大家注意, 在整本圣经里面, 从旧约到新约, 天使的显现 是从古到, 从古时候到耶稣降生的时候, 是曾经 不断发生的事情。那么天使向人显现，其实天使的显现是要告诉人关于神要向人启示的话语，也就是说关于神的事情，关于神要做的事，如果神不借着天使来告诉人， 我们不可能知道，所以这是为什么耶稣降生的时候，共同的一个共同之处，我们看见天使向玛利亚、向约瑟也向牧羊人显现，来向他们宣告神要做的一件事情，神要为人类做一件大事，可是这个事情神必须借着天使 来告诉我们，所以通常我们用启示这个字，也就是说神把他的事情告诉人，神把他自己向人启示出来，把他要做的事情向人启示出来。所以我们看到在天使向玛利亚、向约瑟、向牧羊人启示关于神要做的事情，如果我们把它归纳在一起，天使所宣告的 神要为人做的事，乃是神为人类预备了一位救主。神为我们全人类预备了一位救主。天使是向玛利亚、约瑟和牧羊人宣告这个好消息：神为我们预备一位救主。这个好消息。但是在天使的宣告里面，也很清楚地说出，表明这一位救主 他不是普通的人，他是一位真正的人，但是他不是普通的人，他和我们所有其他的人都不一样。他乃是神的儿子成为人，神的儿子是意思就是说他自己就是神，他是父神差他的儿子 来到这个神所创造的世界上，成为像我们一样，成为他所创造的人类。所以，这个要出生的人，或者说神的儿子，他虽然成为真正的人，但是他跟我们其他所有的人是不一样的。 那么这个事情神是怎么样来做呢？ 天使告诉玛利亚， 神是要借着圣灵来完成这个工作， 圣灵要在玛利亚的腹中来做一个创造的工作， 因为玛利亚虽然跟约瑟订婚，可是他们还没有结婚。其实以我们现代来看，你没有结婚也不见得表示你没有亲近过男人，但是玛利亚她是真正一个义人，也就是说她是行为正直的人。所以虽然跟约瑟订婚，但是他们还没有结婚，玛利亚也没有亲近任何的男人，那么她怎么可能怀孕呢？这就是当天使向玛利亚显现的时候，玛利亚的困惑。她不是不相信天使的话，她只是感到非常的困惑，我还没有出嫁，我怎么可能怀孕生子呢？所以天使就告诉玛利亚，圣灵要在她腹中进行一个创造的工作，要为神的儿子创造一个人类的身体和人性，也就是说这个创造的工作使得神的儿子可以成为真正的人。所以玛利亚这位童女，她将要怀孕，而且将要生一个儿子。当然对我们所有的人来说，这是一个奥秘，没有人可以真正的去完全明白这样的一个奥秘。这是一个神迹，但是这个神迹跟其他的神迹不一样。在路加福音第一章记载一个神迹，那就是玛利亚的亲戚以利沙伯，我们不知道是她的表姐或者是她的堂姐，总而言之以利沙伯跟她的丈夫撒加利亚，他们年纪老迈，他们很想要一个儿子，可是一直没有办法生育。但是就在以利沙伯跟撒加利亚年老的时候，神行了一个神迹，让以利沙伯怀孕生一个儿子，也就是我们知道，我们大家都晓得施洗约翰。所以施洗约翰跟耶稣是可以说是表兄弟，因为是属于玛利亚这一边的。这是一个神迹，不能生育的妇人在老年的时候可以生一个儿子，但是玛利亚是童女怀孕，这个神迹跟所有这些不能生育的妇人能够生育的神迹是不一样的。因为这是神他救赎人类的计划，他要为我们预备一位救主，而只有神自己才能够来救我们。所以呢，在天使向玛利亚显现，向约瑟显现，都说到要给这个孩子取名叫耶稣。那耶稣这个名字其实是希腊文，希伯来文就是约书亚，约书亚在希伯来文是耶和华是拯救，也就是说神是真正的拯救者。那么因此耶稣这个名字其实就是神他自己要来拯救他的百姓，但是这个拯救不是只是救他们脱离奴隶的身份，向神领以色列人出埃及，这个拯救是要救人类脱离罪和死亡，从脱离我们的罪跟死亡，因为死亡是罪，神对于罪的审判和刑罚。所以耶稣这个名字就启示了神借着他的儿子成为真正的人来救我们，来完成拯救的工作。所以对我们所有的人来说，这是一个真正的好消息，这个是比任何世界上最好的东西还要好的一个礼物，神送给我们的，是白白送给我们的，他为我们预备这个救恩。而以马内利，因为天使向约瑟显现的时候，他也说这个是应验先知以赛亚说的话，他就引用以赛亚书第七章第六节，必有童女怀孕生子，他的名要称为以马内利。以马内利这个名字的意思就是神与我们同在， 所以神与我们同在，这是耶稣第二个名字。这个名字启示了，一方面启示耶稣的出生乃是神成为人，他住在我们中间，他成为我们可以看见，我们可以听见，我们可以触摸。在2000多年前，耶稣的门徒跟随他，所以使徒们他们做见证说，这个生命之道是我们曾经亲眼看见、亲手摸过、亲耳听见的。神与我们同在，他来救我们。但是神与我们同在，另外一方面要表达的也是借着耶稣来救我们，我们能够与神和好，罪使我们跟神的关系被破坏，我们不能跟神来建立一个亲密的个人的关系，我们不能到神面前来，因为神的愤怒和神的刑罚向罪人倾倒出来。但是借着耶稣完成的救赎，他使我们的罪可以得到赦免，我们可以跟神和好，我们可以回到神面前跟神建立一个亲密的关系。因此神应许我们这个救恩是一个永恒的拯救，我们不但是今生我们可以认识神，我们可以享受神的同在，我们在永恒里面我们也要与神同在，享受神同在的一切的福分。但是我想这三个这个圣诞节的故事，玛利亚、约瑟和这些牧羊人们他们的反应，也告诉我们一个很重要的真理，这个救恩谁可以得到呢？顺服的人才可以得到。所以在希伯来书新约另外一卷书，希伯来书5章9节，他说耶稣为我们，耶稣成为一个永远得救的根源，他成为 the source of eternal salvation， 耶稣成为永远得救的根源，但是是为顺服他的人，也就是说只有顺服耶稣的人才可以得到他预备的这个永恒的救恩。那么顺服耶稣不是只是说我们嘴里面听见这个福音，听见这个好消息，我们说我愿意接受耶稣做我的救主，顺服他是一个生命，在整个生命的过程里面，我们真的是愿意过一个顺服耶稣、顺服神的生活，我们听从神的话，我们遵守神的话。所以这个救恩是顺服他的人才可以得到。所以我们看到玛利亚，我们看到约瑟，我们看到这些牧羊人，他们顺服天使所宣告的这个好消息，他们都得到了神预备的这个救恩。盼望我们也是真正顺服神的人，我们用我们的生活，我们不仅用我们的口，而且用我们的生活来表明我们对这位爱我们、为我们预备这样的救赎、亲自成为真正的人来为我们付上罪的代价，就是被钉死在十字架上，但是他也胜过了死亡，从死里复活，他来预备这个救赎。我们是不是真的是愿意以顺服的心来接受这个救恩？这就是我们今天在这里，我们来欢庆耶稣的降生，我们应该深入的去思考耶稣的降生对我们所具有的意义。希望他不仅是2000多年前降生在这个世上，他也降生在我们每一个人的心中，我们都接待他做我们的救主。所以我们来做一个祷告。天父，我们要向你献上的感谢和赞美，这真是一个好消息。尤其我们如果真的
认识自己在神面前是一个罪人。尤其我们在生活里面，我们常常经历我们的挣扎，我们不想犯罪，可是我们却常常犯罪。对于在罪中挣扎，而且我们都必须接受罪的刑罚，也就是死亡，这样的人来说，耶稣的降生实在是好消息。我们真的是愿意存着感恩的心，也存着顺服的心，不但是领受神为我们预备这个救恩，我们更是愿意过一个顺服神的生活，也去把这个好消息向更多的人来传讲。 Our Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks and praises to you because we are all sinners. Many times we are struggling in our sinfulness. We know something we should not do, but we don't have the power or we don't have the strength to resist the temptation. We will fall into sin. Not only we struggle with sin, but also we all have to face the punishment of sin, which is death. But we want to give thanks to you. At Christmas, you remind us that you prepare a Savior, Jesus Christ, for all of us. He is the Son of God, became flesh. He became a real man so that he can take upon himself the punishment of sin, which is death. He died on the cross, but he overcome death and he was raised up from death so that he can save us from sin and death. I pray that you will help all the children and all the youth here to seriously think about what Jesus did for us. And we will open our heart and receive him as our Savior. We will hear the good news. 2,000 years ago, the angels announced the good news. Today, the Bible, God continued to announce the good news through the Bible to us. And pray that we will all respond with an obedient heart. We want to give you the thanks and praises again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.